basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game up first as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach out of the gates early last week, winning a couple of ball games against some tough competition. Talk about the opening weekend.
Very good competition for us. Columbus Scotus plays great defense. They do year in and year out. We always struggle with their defense, and offensively they have a couple of good players, but defensively they're a very good team. So we were happy to come away from Columbus with a nice win, and anytime you go up there and come home with a win, it's a good effort. And Bishop Newman, on the other hand, was a completely different team. They were athletic, and they really tried to push the ball. Scotus tries to slow it down. And so, you know, we were happy with the weekend we had. 2-0 is always better than 0-2.
Talking about your team, you've assembled here for the 2012-2013 seasons. Some familiar faces back, but some holes in there.
Yeah, and it's a different look for us. We have a lot more team speed, and we don't maybe not as quite as physical, but our speed really helps us in a lot of different areas. And we're playing some young kids, and as far as you look up and down the roster, some sophomores and even a freshman. And so, you know, it's a whole different look from last year.
Chanel Farmer's out with an injury. What's her status? Is she going to be around later in the season?
Well, we hope so. She's supposed to be in a boot for another 4 weeks, and we're hoping maybe middle of January she can start doing some things and giving us some production maybe off the bench. And so, you know, we just cross our fingers, and it's real hard for her to sit out. You know, she broke her ankle last February and didn't have surgery until they thought it would heal, and so they when they made their decision in October to go ahead and do surgery, we knew she'd be out for a while. And so it's real tough on her, but at the same time, that's given these other girls opportunities, and so we're going to be that much stronger if she comes back.
We just plug in another farmer here. Talk about the new one in the lineup.
Yeah, Chandra is kind of a spark plug herself. She's a little thing that just has a lot of energy, and she has it. I mean, if you don't know what that is, she's got it. But she does a great job handling the ball for us and pressuring the defense, and she's real smart as far as knowing what to do, decision-making. And so another farmer, another good player, you got to like that. And so she really makes our team go at times.
Claire Hamburger, Morgan Nicklow, looks like the two girls you turn to for the scoring strength.
Yeah, and you know, they're younger underclassmen, and so they've really stepped into that role pretty nice. And Olivia Thomas has given us some great inside play. And you know, our seniors are capable. Alyssa Schropp and Josie Jackson both had, you know, kind of off night against Scotus, and their confidence took a little hit. But I think they're bouncing back in a nice way, and we're hoping they'll have a good weekend.
Doing the same sort of things this year as you have in the past?
Oh, a little bit different here and there. You know, just the personnel makes things different. You know, foul trouble always plays into that. And so, yeah, we want to get up and down the floor, but at the same time, we want to execute in the half court. And that seems like it's the same thing as last year, as every year. The coach wants you to get easy baskets in transition, but then when it's slowed down, you got to execute and try to get an easy one in half court.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. It's St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here tonight at the Chapman Gym. You got a district foe right off the bat here, so maybe a little measuring stick.
A little bit. You know, I think we got a long way to go in the season, and both teams will improve on the way to sub-districts. But a little bit of a measuring stick here, and it's the second weekend. We hope to see some improvement not only out of ourselves, but, you know, the things that we've learned over the last week or so. And so it's one of those good measuring sticks in a lot of ways.
Is this just more about what St. Cecilia can get done here tonight and really the games before Christmas, more concerned about yourself than your opponents?
Absolutely. I think that's the big key, is you got to just really focus and concentrate on what we're trying to do. And whether it happens or not, you make the shots, you know, you shrug your shoulders, and that's okay if you don't. But we want to execute and learn. We want to, you know, have learned all the plays and relax out there. I think a lot of girls, a lot of basketball players for that matter, get into a big game like a high school varsity game, and they freeze up because they're just not relaxed and comfortable. And that's one thing we're trying to do this weekend.
Donovan Trumbull has not had a whole lot of success in the past in girls basketball, but this year it looks like they're a little bit improved. They got some people that at least can score with a basketball.
Yeah, and I talked to the Blue Hill coach, and he said they're better than in years past. And so they come out with a lot of energy and a lot of intensity. And that's one thing, any program you see, if the effort's there, good things are going to happen no matter what the wins and loss column reads. They're going to get better. And so that's one thing that we're going to see tonight is the Donovan Trumbull team that's going to come out and really try to force the issue and force the tempo, and that's maybe a little bit different than years past.
Good.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. High school basketball on the air tonight here on 1230 KHAS as we kick off our 2012-2013 campaign here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Donovan Trumbull in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game is up first. St. Cecilia coming in after winning a couple of ball games last week over Columbus Scotus 36-31 and over Bishop Newman 56-35. Donovan Trumbull dropped two games last weekend, losing to Blue Hill 43-30 and losing to St. Paul 66-61 in overtime. Our starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For St. Cecilia, Josie Jackson getting a start tonight for the Hawkettes. 5'4" junior, averaging 2 points per ball game. Blair Hamburger, 5'9" sophomore, averaging 9.5 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. Alyssa Schropp, 5'5" senior, is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Morgan Nicola, 6 foot junior, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Olivia Thomas, a 6 foot junior post player, averaging 4 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Yeah, the big news out of Hastings St. Cecilia, Chanel Farmer, the girl's been a mainstay for the Hawkettes the past couple of years. She is injured. She had an operation on her ankle, and she will not be available for Hastings St. Cecilia until maybe late January, the early part of February. So the Hawkettes will have to find a way to win without one of their mainstays in the lineup, and that's Chanel Farmer. Donovan Trumbull tonight. We'll go with a starting lineup that looks like this. It's going to be Emma Grossan's in there, a 5'5" sophomore. Grossan's averaged 12.5 points and 4 rebounds per game last weekend. Jordan Brumman, a 5'3" junior, averaging 13.5 points per ball game. Kenzie Clocky, a 5'10" senior. Clocky is averaging 2 points per contest. Anna Bosch, a 5'9" sophomore. Bosch averaging 1 point per ball game. And Kayleen Glover, a 5'11" junior, averaging 13 points and 9.5 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. Hawkins will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. As we view it from the side court here at the Chapman Gymnasium, the Hawkins dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Cardinals dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Driving the ball to the hole and scoring there is Alyssa Schropp for St. Cecilia. So she gets a Hawkins on the scoreboard early. 2-0 is the score. We have played 40 seconds here in the ball game. St. Cecilia getting attacked back here in backcourt. Donovan Trumbull gets it across the midcourt stripe as Jordan Brumman has got the ball. Brumman is picked up out there by Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia as the Hawkins go with their man-to-man defense. Brumman dribbles down in the corner on the left side, finally gets rid of it now to a Grosan. She tries to drive the ball inside. She double-teamed, kicks it back out on the wing, back down in the corner. There's Grosan. His shot is up there and in. Emma Grosan scores for Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. Tied up at 2 points apiece early in the ball game. Alyssa Schropp comes back for St. Cecilia, dribbles to the far sideline. Now to Olivia Thomas, gets it over here on the wing to Claire Hamburger. She drives it to the hole, but a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Bosch of Donovan Trumbull. First foul on Hannah Bosch, the first team foul on the Cardinals. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. Claire Hamburger will get things in out here to Alyssa Schropp. Donovan Trumbull playing a zone defense to start things off here tonight. Schropp has got it as she dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Hamburger. Takes a three. Shot rattles out there. No good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by the Hawkettes. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in. 6:26 to play here in quarter number one here tonight. First game of two on 1230 KHS. The boys game coming up next. Jordan Brumman brings the ball up the floor. Brings it into the offensive zone as he works here against St. Cecilia's defense and Alyssa Schropp. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked here by Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. So a kicking violation on the Hawkettes. Donovan Trumbull plays things in here on the near sideline. 6:13 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull tied up at 2 points apiece. Jordan Brumman will inbound the ball right in front of the Hawkett bench. The pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. She drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger gets the steal, the interception in here. She takes it the distance and scores, and the Hawkettes go out on top by a score of 4-2. Brumman has got the ball again here in backcourt. Grosans has got it now to Brumman. Brumman gets it across the midcourt stripe there. She sends a pass over to Grosans. Pulls up on the wing, left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes inside. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be taken away by St. Cecilia. Jackson has got the ball. That's a second straight turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Over to Hamburger. Lobs the ball inside. The ball is going to be deflected out of there by Clocky of Donovan Trumbull. The ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up down there by St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola has got it. She throws one up off of the baseline from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound comes down to Brumman. Brumman gets it away now. And she comes back in the offensive zone here for Donovan Trumbull. 4-2 is the score. Hawkins have the lead. Brumman takes it to the free throw line. Dishes off on the baseline. A shot is put up there. No good by Glover. One shot and done. Hawkins grab the rebound. Alyssa Schropp gets it down the near sideline to Jackson. Josie Jackson throws it down in the corner. There's a shot. Up there is going to be no good by Morgan Nicola. Rebounded on the weak side, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. Ball is tapped to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan Trumbull. And now Donovan wants to call an early timeout. Here's Mark Davis wants to talk things over. He calls the timeout. 5:01 to play here in the first quarter. Just underway. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 4, Donovan Trumbull 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS from the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-2 lead over Donovan Trumbull. There's a feed inside. They get it to Thomas. Her shot from right in front of the basket is no good. Ripping the ball out of there is Hannah Bosch for Donovan Trumbull. Out of the pass, intercepted by Jackson. Third turnover now on Donovan Trumbull. Jackson has got the ball. Comes out to Olivia Thomas. Swings it right side to Hamburger. Down in the baseline. That's it. Jackson with the ball. As she retreats out into three-point territory, gives the ball away. Driving down the lane is Schropp. Her shot is no good, but she was hacked on the arm. And Schropp will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Foul is going to go on Jordan Brumman of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Cardinals here in the first quarter. To the free throw line will be Alyssa Schropp. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. Schropp, an 80% foul shooter in the opening weekend. She hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hits her first free throw here tonight. 5-2 is the score now. St. Cecilia out on top of the Cardinals. As Alyssa Schropp will toe the mark for her second one. It's in the air. That one is off of the front iron. It is no good. Rebounded there by Glover of Donovan Trumbull. Outlet pass again intercepted. They get the ball to Schropp inside. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Glover. So 4 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull, and we're still in the first quarter. There's a pass that's going to be deflected again here on the near sideline. That's a Schropp trying to save it in front of the Donovan bench, and it goes out of bounds. End of the ball game now is Ashton Mazur. Mazur comes in now for Donovan Trumbull. But check that. Yeah, Ashton Mazur is into the ball game now for Donovan as the Cardinals have the ball. Jordan Brum has got it here in backcourt. Double team. Has to get the pass away. Looking. Finally gets it away. In backcourt is going to be Glover dribbling with the ball and a 10-second violation. Donovan Trumbull turns the ball over again as they're hit in backcourt with a 10-second violation. Olivia Thomas out of the ball game now, and Chandra Farmer comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer is a 5'3" freshman. Again, her older sister, Chanel Farmer, is on the bench and will not play for quite some time for St. Cecilia, but they just plug in another Farmer here. This one is a freshman. She had a good opening weekend, averaged 14.5 points per ball game in the two ball games last week. There's a shot from the lane. Turnaround jumper by Nicola is going to be no good. Rebound the Cardinals. We got a personal foul called back here in backcourt. The foul is going to go here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Chandra Farmer. That's going to be your first, the first team foul on St. Cecilia. 3:52 to play in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull tonight in girls high school basketball. Brumman has got the ball here in backcourt. Gets it back to Glover back here. Still in backcourt. Glover, her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Nickler right underneath the basket. Her shot, rather Schropp. Her shot is up there and in. Schropp got the interception and the easy field goal. That is 6 turnovers on Donovan. Here's a pass to the 10-second line. Intercepted again by Hamburger. Now a foul is going to be called. Now Donovan Trumbull is having problems getting the ball across the 10-second line here. As they've got 7 turnovers already in the basketball game. And now a personal foul is going to be called on the Cardinals. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. They come over here to Josie Jackson down in the corner. As they get it to Nicola, back out of the wing on the right side. Driving his Schropp. Shot is up and in. Alyssa Schropp now with 7 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia. 9-2 is the score in favor of the Hawkettes. Again, Donovan Trumbull having problems with the dribble. Now Glover takes off and races the ball into the offensive zone. So Donovan Trumbull at least gets it into the scoring zone here. There's a Grosshands with the ball. Emma Grosshands out to Brumman. Her long-range three-pointer is put up and in. Jordan Brumman hits a three-ball from the top of the key there. It's a 9-5 ball game now. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead. Chandra Farmer has got the ball. Now to Claire Hamburger. Swings it left side to Alyssa Schropp. Holds it high above her head at the Nicola, top of the key. Three-pointer thrown up there is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Ripping the ball out of there is going to be Mazur. And now a jump ball is called. Mazur is tied up in the play, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals will bring things back here. 2:38 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia is onto a 9-5 lead over the Cardinals. They get it into Brumman. And Brumman again will face his pressure in backcourt. Farmer will chase her down. Brumman still with the ball. Now we got a double dribble violation. Jordan Brumman has whistled for the double dribble violation. That's 8 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the first quarter. Now St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hamburger gets it into Jackson. Jackson gets it on the wing down to Erica Kitten, who's into the ball game. To the far sideline to Hamburger. They lob it inside. There's a turnaround jumper by Thomas. No good. Tip try is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brumman grabs it. Now a foul is going to be called here. Personal foul will go on St. Cecilia. That's going to go on Erica Kitten. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes here in the first quarter. 2:19 to play. 9-5 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. And bounce pass. They get it to Emma Grosshands. She gets away. The ball's going to be tipped away from behind by Jackson. It goes out of bounds. Grosshands got it into the offensive zone, but Jackson came from behind and tipped the ball away. Out of bounds. It comes to the near sideline. Donovan Trumbull will play things in. 2:14 to play here in the first quarter. 9-5, St. Cecilia with the lead. They lob it out here. The ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt. Farmer goes after it. It's loose on the far sideline. It's picked up there by Grosshans. Grosshans trying to drive with it. It's tipped away. Alex Williams picks it up. There's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. Gets the ball down the floor to Farmer. Driving layup good. Jackson gets the assist. Farmer gets the field goal. 9 turnovers and Donovan Trumbull. It's an 11-5 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Now we got a traveling violation here in backcourt. Jordan Brumman was going to take off. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. So Donovan having problems with the St. Cecilia pressure. Now with a minute and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball underneath their own basket to the right side. Blair Hamburger holds it, gets it in down in the corner. That's Schroff for long range three up there is no good. Rebound Donovan. That's a Clocky with a rebound trying to dribble out of there. Finally does. The pass to Grosshans. The pass down to four, now to Williams. Williams throws up a 15-footer left side, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Tapped out there by Kaylee Glover. Into the ball game now is Hannah Bosch. Bosch checks in. Coming out of the contest for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Emma Grosshans. 11-5 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Girls High School basketball matchup of the 2-0 Hawkettes and the 0-2 Cardinals here early in the season. Blair Hamburger on the wing, lobs it inside to Farmer. Farmer dishes the ball down low. The shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas, the six-footer in there with an easy basket. That's her first field goal. 13-5 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a Brumman with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Back outside to Alex Williams down in the corner. Brumman throws it up in the corner. It's no good. Rebounded defensively by Erica Kitten for St. Cecilia. Kitten gets the ball away now to Alyssa Schroff. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Stops here at the free throw line, and then she falls down, and the foul is going to be called. Anna Bosch picking up the personal foul for the Cardinals. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 3 on Donovan Trumbull. Into the ball game now is going to be Morgan Nicola, and coming out is going to be Claire Hamburger. Alyssa Schropp here at the top of the key sends it down in the corner to Nicola. Wide open for 3, takes a shot and hits it. Morgan Nicola hits a 3 ball there for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes go out on top now by the score of 16-5 here in the first quarter. Well, yeah, 16-5 the score. Hannah Bosch here on the near sideline gets it back to Kalane Glover. They better hurry. They've already been hit one time with a 10-second violation, and they finally get it across the midcourt stripe here as a Brumman gets it to Glover. Glover runs into a double team out to Brumman for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alyssa Schropp. She runs it back the other way. Pass down to Farmer. Drives, shoots, and scores. Sandra Farmer has come off the bench and hit a couple of breakaway layups. It's now an 18-5 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. It's pressure again in backcourt. Brumman has got the ball. Brumman to the near sideline. They get it to Glover. Glover gets into the offensive zone. Now to Hannah Bosch. Lobs it inside. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted again. That's Sandra Farmer. She can't get a shot away. She went streaking back the other way. That's the end of the first quarter of play tonight in girls high school basketball. After one quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia 18, Donovan Trumbull 5. You are listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Come in for our monthly special on Smart Strand DuPont Serona or one of our hard surface products that are at sale prices. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. First game of 2 here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Hawkettes owning quarter number 1. They've got the lead 18-5. Also watching the NCAA Omaha Regional Volleyball Tournament taking place tonight. First game is already in the books. The Oregon Ducks knock off the Cougars of BYU tonight. Scores of 25-23, 25-21, 22-25, and 25-12. So Oregon beats BYU. So Oregon will take on the winner of the Nebraska match, which is coming up next. The Huskers taking on Washington in the second match of the Century Link Center in Omaha. And the two winners will meet in the regional championship game tomorrow night. But the Oregon Ducks will be waiting in the championship game. They'll face the winner of the next one coming up. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Alyssa Schrott from the top of the key to get things started for St. Cecilia here in the second quarter. And the Hawkheads go out on top by a score of 21-5. Now the ball tipped out of bounds. It's lost out of bounds here for the Cardinals. Anna Bosch lost the ball out of bounds. That's 11 turnovers now in Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Hamburger gets it into Jackson for three from the corner. Shot is up and in. So back-to-back trades there for St. Cecilia. One by Schrapp from the top of the key. This one by Jackson from the deep right corner. And bam, just like that, it's a 24-5 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here's a steal now in backcourt. That's Alyssa Schrapp. Sends it down to Jackson. Jackson down in the corner again. Same spot and the same result. Jackson hitting back-to-back trades. 3 three-pointers to start off this second quarter. And now Mark Davis for Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. The Hawkheads with 9 straight points out of the gate here in the second quarter. We've got a break now. 7:18 to play until halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Donovan Trumbull 5.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All the Hastings basketball teams in action tonight on the second weekend of the high school basketball season. Hastings High holding a doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym against the Holdridge Dusters. Adams Central's basketball team's on the road tonight playing at Centura. We've got the St. Cecilia boys and Donovan Trumbull coming up in our second ball game here tonight. The Hawkettes owning this one so far. 27-5 is the score. Donovan Trumbull trailing, having problems with the backcourt pressure. And they'll face it again here with Brumman getting the ball in the center of the floor to Grosshans. Gets it into the offensive zone. Now to Bosch. Anna Bosch holding the ball there. Ball poked away. Bosch picks it back up. Goes on a high post. That's a Glover with the ball and a 2 to the whistle. And we got a foul called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Morgan Nicola. Nicola picks up her first personal foul. But check that. They're going to rule this one on Josie Jackson from behind. Josie Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes. Donovan Trumbull plays things in. That's Glover with the ball out here in three-point territory. Down to Brumman. Brumman holds it against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. Dribbles the ball, takes it to the right wing. The ball poked away, and it's going to be picked up here by Carly Wright, who's into the ball game. Wright gets the ball up the floor to Schrapp. Schrapp backs up, now throws up a three-pointer. Shot is up there. She hits another one. Schrapp has got 13 points already in the ball game for St. Cecilia. She's got 13 of the 30. And it's now a 30-5 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes have got to score 12 straight points here to begin this second quarter of play, all in three-pointers. And they get another steal into the forecourt. Jackson from the deep right corner. Shot is up and in. Another three-pointer. Jackson with 3 threes here in the second period alone. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 33-5. That's 15 straight points all in threes by St. Cecilia to start this second quarter. They cannot miss. There's a Glover and now to Grosshans. Gets it into the offensive zone. Now to Bosch. Bosch dribbling with the ball. Ball poked away again, but a foul is going to be called on Carly Wright. 5 three-pointers to begin the second quarter of play for St. Cecilia. And now it's a 33-5 ball game. With 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play in quarter number 2. Brumman will inbound the ball here for Donovan Trumbull. They lob it here to Glover, left side of the lane. Glover sends it back out into 3-point territory. His shot is up there and in. Emma Grosshans nails the tray there for Donovan Trumbull. That breaks a 15-0 run for St. Cecilia. It's now 33-8. Hawkins have the lead. Josie Jackson has got the ball on the wing on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Now Alyssa Schrapp down in the corner. As they get the ball down to right, back out to Schrapp inside. They get it to Hamburger. Back to Jackson. 3-pointer. Good again. Josie Jackson with 12 points in the ball game, all in 3-pointers. It's now a 36-8 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 2 tonight from the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a pass, a bounce pass by Grosshans. It gets away. It's picked up by Brumman on the far sideline. Comes out into 3-point territory. Picked up by Jackson. Brumman dribbles the ball, stops at the elbow, sends it down on the baseline to Grossans. Two-handed pass back on the top is intercepted. Intercepted there by Carly Wright. She takes off, drives the length of the floor, stops, pops, and scores. Carly Wright with the interception and the field goal on the other end. That's Wright's first field goal in the ball game, and the Hawkettes have a 30-point lead. Here in the first half, it is 38-8. Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. Just across the 10-second line, has Grossans, and she's going to have her pocket picked by Alyssa Schropp. Schropp having problems with a dribble. She falls down with it and is picked back up by Grossans back the other way. Her pass is going to be intercepted right back. Intercepted by Nicola. Long pass down the floor. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Carly Wright. Right now with 4 points in the ball game, and now Donovan wants to call another timeout. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first half. The Hawkettes blowing the Cardinals right out of their nest here in the first half. 4:23 to play in the second quarter. It's St. Cecilia 40, Donovan Trumbull 8.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia rolling along. It is 40-8 over Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals taking the ball inside. There's a turnaround jumper right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good by Glover. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Erica Kitten with a rebound there for the Hawkettes. Flips the ball away to Sandra Farmer. Long pass down to Florida Wright. Pulls up on the wing on the left side. Back out to Farmer. Mishandles the ball but picks it back up. Farmer bounce pass in the wing on the right side. Back out between the circles now. Is Farmer having problems with it? Now it's an over and back violation. Over and back violation on St. Cecilia. That's only their second turnover of this first half. Hawkins have not done too much wrong so far in this ball game. 40-8. Here's an inbounds pass. It's going to be deflected away, but back out of bounds. Sandra Farmer, the little spark plug here for St. Cecilia. Knocking the ball loose, and now it's loose again, and Farmer picks it back up. Sandra Farmer, bounce pass down to four. They get it to Wright. Drive, shoots, and scores. Wright scoring there on the assist from Sandra Farmer. I've got Donovan Trumbull with 16 turnovers already here in the first half of play, and it's 42-8. Alex Williams with the ball now for the Cardinals. Here's a pass deflected but picked up by Lauren Heinrichs, who's into the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. Comes out between the rings now as they get it to a Grossans. Grossans now to a Heinrichs. He takes it to the free throw line, stops there. Now the Grossans. Grossans holds it, takes it into the paint, throws up a shot. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Long pass down to four. St. Cecilia's got it. Now the ball's going to be knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up by Donovan Trumbull back the other way. It's the third turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game as Grossans comes down with it for the Cardinals. Gets it back to the offensive scoring zone. Gets it out to a Heinrichs. Lobs it into the lane. Nobody's home. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Olivia Thomas. 2:50 to play here in the second quarter. 42-8. Acing St. Cecilia the lead. Thomas has got it in the paint. Throws it down in the corner. Back out of the wing. Carly Wright over to Farmer. Out on top now. They swing it left side. That's Wright again from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kenzie Clocky, who's back into the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. As the Cardinals just looking for something that's going to work out there. And their head coach, Mark Davis. 42-8 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in the second period from the Chapman Gym. Alex Williams with the ball. Williams gets it to Grossans. Comes across the top with the pass. Heinrichs takes the ball into the lane. Now kicks it back out of the wing. On the left side, Grossans throws up an off-balance shot. It's off the mark, no good. Down for the rebound, Mazur grabs it. Mazur out to Williams from the elbow, right side of the lane, no good. As she throws one up, and the shot is going to be rebounded here by Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. Wright gets it away to Sandra Farmer. Farmer races the ball into the offensive zone again. Carly Wright, move it down in the corner. That's Erica Kitten, who's back into the lineup now for St. Cecilia, and John Kyle. Kitten has got the ball back here on the left baseline. Dribbling the ball, sends it out to the free throw line. Mishandled there. It's picked up by Chandra Farmer. Farmer over left side to right. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Farmer in the lane. Bounce pass down low. Nice pass there. Erica gets the field goal. Sandra Farmer gets the assist again. 44-8. Donovan Trumbull has scored only 3 points so far here in the second period of play after scoring 5 in the opening period. 1:17 left until halftime. Dribbling the ball here is Alex Williams on the near sideline. And we're going to have a traveling violation on Williams. Trying to send the ball to the right side of the lane, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Glover comes back into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs will check out. 1:11 left here in quarter number 2. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in girls high school basketball by the score of 44-8. St. Cecilia opening up the second period with 5 3-pointers. On a 15-0 run. There's a shot taken up there. It's going to be no good by Melanie O'Callaghan, who's into the ball game now. Rebounded there by Donovan Trumbull. The personal foul is going to be called. Callahan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 in the Hawkettes. Under a minute to play now here in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull bringing the ball back up the floor. Alex Williams has got it. Williams on the deep wing as it knocked loose by Farmer. The ball is loose now. It's going to be picked up at the free throw line. As they get the ball down to Florida, Farmer, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Farmer was back on the drive there, but the ball knocked out of her hands from behind by Ashton Mazur. That's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. The freshman, Chandra Farmer, will inbound the ball. They get to Schwenke, who's into the ball game now, and her pass will be deflected back out of bounds. It is lost out of bounds there by St. Cecilia, so the Hawkettes will turn the ball over for the fourth time here in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull comes back with the ball now with 35 seconds to go. Emma Grosshands has got it. Grosshands works out on top against Schwenke. Grosshands dribbling with the ball down the left sideline. Now brings it back out on top to Hannah Bosch. She'll take a three-pointer up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melody O'Callaghan for St. Cecilia. Off to Farmer. Now with 15 seconds to play, Chandra Farmer will hold up with the ball here. Sends it over in the wing on the left side. Cross-court pass goes out to Schwenke. Back out to Farmer now at the top of the key. Farmer dribbles inside, throws up a 15-footer, misses the shot. No, it gets in there. Sandra Farmer scores. That one hits the roll, and it goes down through the hole. It looks like it was going to pop out of there, but she hits the shot, and that's the final buzzer. That's the final shot of the first half. So the first half comes to a screeching halt here at the Chapman Gymnasium. All Hastings St. Cecilia in this girls' high school basketball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia leads at halftime. It's the Hawkettes 46, Donovan Trumbull 8.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion. At Hastings College, you can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Well, a lot of things had to happen right for Donovan Trumbull to stay in the basketball game here tonight, and obviously they have not gone right. And the Hawkettes are rolling along here tonight. They've got a big lead at halftime over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 46-8. Saint Cecilia has led this baby from the opening tap. Hawkins had an 18-5 lead at the end of the first quarter. Then to begin quarter number two, Saint Cecilia comes out and blisters the Nets for five straight three-pointers. So it went from 18-5 all the way up to 33-5. And then the route was on as Saint Cecilia has got the lead now at halftime. The score is 46-8 in favor of Saint Cecilia over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here tonight. Both of these teams are going to be involved with the same sub-district coming up later on this season as this basketball season winds down. The Saint Cecilia looking good here tonight after winning a couple of ball games last week over Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman, a couple of teams that will be ranked in the top 10 of their respective divisions coming up when the polls come out. And Saint Cecilia is looking good here as they have built a 46-8 lead over Donovan Trumbull at halftime. Again, the other Hastings High Schools all in action tonight. The Hastings High Tigers, the girls and boys in action up at the Tiger Gym. They're facing the Holdridge Dusters tonight. Adams Central's basketball team's on the road as they play at Centura. Again, 46-8 is our score here at halftime. One of the things we might want to pass along to you in the NCAA Volleyball Championships going on in Omaha tonight in the Omaha Regional. Oregon won the first game tonight over BYU. Scores of 25-23, 25-21, 22-25, and 25-12. So Oregon will play the winner of the Nebraska Washington game, and that one gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. So the Oregon Ducks will wait for tomorrow night in the championship game. They'll play either Nebraska or Washington for the right to move on to the Final Four. The Huskers and the Huskies getting ready to tip it off at 7 o'clock tonight at the Century Link Center in Omaha. 46-8 is the score. Hastings Saint Cecilia with the lead here over Donovan Trumbull. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Santa will be at Winkelbauer Photography this Saturday. Have your children's photos taken with jolly old St. Nick. No appointment is necessary, and packages start at just $20. It's not too late for Christmas cards, and fun add-ons are available. Remember, Santa at Winkelbauer Photography from 9:30 till 2 p.m. this Saturday. We're located at 111 North Burlington. Parking is in the South City parking lot via Lexington Avenue.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym. We're going to make a small correction here. Nebraska and Washington already underway. It was 6 o'clock Central Time. And the Huskers have the lead in the first set over Washington, 16-10. Huskers leading Washington 16-10 in the first set down in Omaha. So that match is underway, and we'll keep our eyes on that one for you throughout our high school basketball doubleheader here tonight. Everything has went right for Hastings Saint Cecilia here in this basketball game so far. Alyssa Schropp is leading the way for the Hawkettes. She has canned a couple of three-pointers, and she's got 3 2-point field goals. She has 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Schropp has already got 13 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson came off of the bench and hit 4 3-pointers in the first half. She has got 12 points. Other scores for St. Cecilia in the first two quarters. Sandra Farmer came off of the bench. They hit three field goals. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Morgan Nicholas hit a tray. She's got 3 points. Olivia Thomas has got a field goal for 2. Erica Kitten has got a field goal and 2 points. Claire Hamburger has got a field goal and 2 points. I've got the Hawkettes with only 4 turnovers so far in this basketball game. For Donovan Trumbull, not much over there. They've got 8 points on the board here at halftime. Two players have scored the 8 points. Emma Grossans has nailed a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points, and Jordan Brumman has got the other three-pointer for 3 points in the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. Turnovers have been the big problem here for the Cardinals. They have turned the ball over 18 times in the first half alone. Saint Cecilia with a lot of backcourt pressure, and the Cardinals having problems just getting the ball into the offensive scoring zone. They have turned the ball over 18 times already here in the first half of play, and needless to say, the Hawkettes have a big lead. Saint Cecilia out on top of Donovan Trumbull by a score of 46-8. We'll take another one-minute timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS at halftime of our girls game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. It is 46-8. Got the boys game coming up next. St. Cecilia is 0-2 on the season to get their season started. On the boys' side, Donovan Trumbull will come in with a mark of 2 wins and no losses. We'll have college basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College going to be at home tomorrow as they take on the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. Both teams from Sioux City are going to be nationally ranked as they take the floor tomorrow. Women's team is ranked number 5 in the country. The guys are ranked 25th. Game times will be at 2 and at 4 o'clock tomorrow. At the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena will be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow as the Broncos take on the Chargers, and we'll have all the action right here on 1230 KHAS. Okay, watching the action down in Omaha. They're in the first set now as the Nebraska Cornhusker volleyball team out on top of Washington, 21-11. 21-11, Nebraska has got the lead over Washington in the first set down in Omaha. The winner will play Oregon for the regional championship tomorrow night down at the Century Link Center in Omaha. So we're getting ready to go for quarter number 3 here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia leading at the end of the first quarter 18-5. Then they used a 15-0 run to begin the second quarter of play to open up a 33-5 advantage, and the Hawkins rolling along here as they put 46 points on the board in the first half. They lead Donovan Trumbull now by a score of 46-8 as the second half is underway. Donovan Trumbull playing things in off on the far sideline. Donovan shooting to our basket to our right here in this, or to the left here in this second half of play. Jordan Brummer works the ball inside. It's going to be tapped away again, and the same result as St. Cecilia gets it on the turnover. 19 turnovers now on Donovan Trumbull, and now the Hawkettes turn the ball over. Claire Hamburger had it in the corner. She was driving the ball to the hole, and the ball got away from her. That's the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Just underway here in the second half, 46-8. St. Cecilia with the lead. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Here's Brumman with it out here. She crosses the 10-second line, gets the ball away to a Grossans. Back to Brumman. Thompson pops from 10 feet away. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia. Nicola gets into the hands now of Alyssa Schropp to Josie Jackson here on the right side. Comes out in the three-point territory. Alyssa Schropp has got it. Hands it away now to Hamburger. Olivia Thomas now to Josie Jackson. Holds it on the wing on the right side. Ball high above her head. Out to Nicola. Wide open for three. Takes the shot. It's going to be no good. An air ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Nicola wide open right at the top of the key. Throws up the tray and it misses everything. But Donovan Trumbull will play things in here in backcourt. 46-8 in the third quarter of play here at the Chapman Gym. Grosshans has got the ball in the deep wing, runs inside, throws up an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola, baseball pass down the floor. They get it to Hamburger. She drives, she shoots, she scores. Claire Hamburger scores on the assist. The baseball pass thrown by Morgan Nicola. 48-8. Hastings St. Cecilia now leading by 40. Early in the second half, Brumman has got the ball, dribbles right, now comes back left. Bounce pass comes inside, Glover grabs it, shoots and scores. Kaylee Glover scoring there for Donovan Trumbull. She averaged 13 points per ball game in the first two games of the year against Blue Hill and St. Paul. But she gets her first field goal here early in the second half. It's now 48-10 as the ball is knocked away here from Claire Hamburger. End of the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Ashton Mazur. Mazur will check out. Kenzie Clocky will check out, and Mazur is in there. 48-10, St. Cecilia will inbound. Jackson has got the ball just to the left of the lane. Dribbles to the top of the key. Donovan Trumbull now into man-to-man defense. They went zone throughout much of that first half. Schropp has got it. Schropp gets it out here into three-point territory to Olivia Thomas. Thomas playing beyond the three-point arc here. Just a little weave out here. Thomas grabs it here at the top of the key. Now dribbles with it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Hamburger. Hamburger back out on top. Nicola again is wide open. This time she passes up the shot. Goes to Alyssa Schropp underneath the basket. Hamburger shot is up and in. Schropp gets the assist. Claire Hamburger gets the field goal. Hamburger now with 6 points in the ball game. And it's 50-10. Hawkins again leading by 40 points here in the second half. Grosshands has got the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Trying to set something up offensively. Being hacked out there. Now gets the ball away. Williams has got it. And a foul is going to be called out here on St. Cecilia's Alyssa Schropp as she tried to chip the ball away. Holly Tarnick now coming to the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. Tarnick seeing her first playing time of the season, a 5'5" sophomore, with her Cardinals down by 40 points here in the second half. The inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger, and then she's going to be fouled into play. Hamburger got the interception. She was taken off down the floor, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Tarnick. So she just checked in there and gets the personal foul. By the way, Nebraska won the first set in Omaha, 25-14. Huskers winning the first set. As the inbounds pass, they get it into Morgan Nicklin. She's going to be fouled into play. And again, it's going to go on Tarnick. So she's been in there for about 15 seconds, and she's picked up two personal fouls. St. Cecilia will inbound it underneath their own basket. They come out here to Alyssa Schropp, down in the corner now to Hamburger. Shot for three, no good. Jackson grabs the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up here by Glover. Kaylee Glover has got the ball for the Cardinals. Gets it into the hands now of Grosshands. Comes over here on the near side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Nicola. She brings it back 2-on-2. Nicola gets the ball to Jackson. Her shot in the lane is off of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Grosshands. Emma Grosshands dribbling with the ball here for Donovan Trumbull. She will bring things up as the Cardinals get the ball into the offensive scoring zone. Grosshands starts off left. Now she's in trouble. She picks up the dribble. Gets into the hands of Kaylee Glover. Glover dribbles to her left, sends it back out to a Grosshands at the top of the key. Grosshands drives it down the lane, has the ball knocked loose there by Jackson. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Cardinals will play things in. There's a hand of Bosch into the ball game now. Tarnick will check out. So Donovan Trumbull went down the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Bosch gets it in. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Schropp. Gets the ball down the floor to Nicola. She loses control of the ball, but Nicola picks it up over there. Dribbles to the corner on the left side, out on the wing. Alyssa Schropp has got it. She tries to penetrate. Ball poked loose, and a foul is going to be called again. A foul here will go on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to go on Grosshands. That's going to be her first. Here comes Erica Kitten into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Collier Wright is going to check in. You're dressed in white and blue tonight. Chances are you're going to get into the ballgame. Hawkins out on top by 40. It is 50-10. And we are in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Chandra Farmer also into the ballgame for Hastings St. Cecilia. There's Carly Wright. Gets it to Nicola. Wide open as Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Nicola gets the assist, and Claire Hamburger is shooting toward the bucket. They're slicing toward the bucket, gets the field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading 52-10. At the free throw line, Hannah Bosch bombs it left side of the lane to Glover, and a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Nicola of St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola picks up her second personal foul. St. Cecilia will play again tomorrow night. They got a contest with Blue Hill here at the Chapman Gym. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball. Williams has got it. Down left side of the lane to get it over to Bosch. She is jumbled team. The ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Cardinal basketball. They will play things in. Underneath their own. Well, actually, they're going to play it in from the near sideline down here in the corner. Cardinals get it in now to Emmett Grossand. Dribble penetration. Stops right at the top of the arc. There's a pass down in the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. Then she loses the ball out of bounds. Was it knocked out? Yes. The St. Cecilia will play it in here in backcourt. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. We've got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Chandra Farmer with the ball. Farmer gets it over to Erica Kitten. Now on the deep wing, left side, right to the free throw line. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot. Up there, no good by Hamburger. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Into the Donovan Trumbull lineup is going to be Lauren Heinrichs. Also coming in will be Holly Tarnick. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Chandra Farmer has got it. Comes out of the three-point territory to right. Right down in the corner, down to Hamburger. Drives the baseline, puts up a little 10-footer. Shot no good. Farmer with a rebound. Chandra Farmer gets it out to a right. Two-handed pass to the wing to Hamburger. Back outside the ring. Erica Kitten moves it over to Chandra Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Farmer puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here as they swing it to the right side, down to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it. Top of the key, Erica Kitten over on the wing to right. Right gets it to Hamburger. Back over here on the right side to Chandra Farmer. Her shot for three is no good. And a rebound comes down to Hannah Bosch. Bosch will dribble the ball off the floor here for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it in the offensive scoring zone. Feet to the near sideline. It's going to be grabbed there by Jordan Brumman. Lobs it inside to Glover. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot by Bosch, no good. And she's hacked to the arm. And Bosch will go to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull. Josie Prevett, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Kenzie Clocky. And Clocky gets her first free throw to go down. She missed four free throws last week. She went 0 for 4 in the two ball games against Blue Hill and St. Paul. Hits her first free throw of the night. Kenzie Clocky will have one more. Shot is up there. That one rattles around and goes down through the hole. So Donovan Trumbull hits a couple of free throws. And now it's 52-12. Driving back the other way. Shooting and missing is going to be Farmer, but she's fouled into play. Chandra Farmer, just a freshman for St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line now for the Hawkettes. Personal foul goes on Hannah Bosch of Donovan Trumbull. We have a timeout called here by the Cardinals. So the Cardinals want to call a timeout here with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 52, Donovan Trumbull 12.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Nebraska now leading Washington 6-1. 6-1 in the second set after the Huskers beat Washington 25-14 in set number one. Winner gets the Oregon Ducks tomorrow night for the regional championship down in Omaha. The Huskers leading in the second set over the Huskies by the score of 6-1. Here's Chandra Farmer to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Farmer averaged 14.5 points a week ago in the two wins over Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman. Hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Now she's 2 out of 2 here as the second one goes down through the hole. Now Farmer will check out. Morgan Nicola comes back in there. 54-12 is the score. St. Cecilia led 18-5 after the first quarter. Open up the second period on a 15-0 run, and this one has not been in doubt here tonight. Brumman has got the ball over to Heinrichs, who's back into the ball game, having problems with a dribble, but she picks her back up, sends it over on the wing on the right side to Brumman. Entry pass to get it inside to Bosch. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Thomas, and the ball is going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp back the other way, right-handed dribble. Long pass down to Nicola. Her shot from point-blank range, no good. Gets her own rebound. Sends it back out on top. There's Schropp for three. Shot good. an offensive board and a three-pointer there. Alyssa Schropp knocks it down from the top of the key. Schropp is leading the way here tonight. She's got 16 points in the ball game, 57-12, St. Cecilia with the lead. Drummond drives it down the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball, out of bounds. 21 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. Claire Hamburger comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Erica Kitten will check out. St. Cecilia will come back with the basketball. Hawkeyes looking for their third straight win to begin this 2012-2013 campaign. Alyssa Schropp has got it. She stops out here in the three-point territory. Gets it to Olivia Thomas playing away from the basket here for St. Cecilia in this possession. To Josie Jackson. Now to Nicola inside the free throw circle. Left wing, Hamburger. Gets it back out to Nicola beyond the arc. Lobs it inside to Thomas. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. St. Cecilia grabs it. Follow shot by Hamburger. No good. Ball loose again, and it's picked up in the lane by Brumman for Donovan Trumbull. Brumman puts it on the floor. Dribbles into the offensive zone for the Cardinals. Stops. Gets it over here to a Clocky. Your shot is up and in. Kenzie Clocky scoring there. A little 10-footer right side of the lane. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 57-14 in favor of the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Hamburger has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Hamburger holds it. Now gets it inside the free throw circle. Thomas has got it. Thomas now to Josie Jackson. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Morgan Nicola has got it. Nicholas sends it right side of the lane to Hamburger. Entry pass to Thomas. Shot good. Olivia Thomas now with 4 points in the ball game. It's 59-14. St. Cecilia with the lead. Jordan Brumman has got the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops. Throws up a little five-footer. That's going to be short. Rebound Thomas. Thomas gets it away. Down to Alyssa Schropp. Her pass deflected. Scramble is on. It is picked up there by Hamburger. Sends it down to the baseline. To Nicola. Her shot is up and in at the buzzer. Morgan Nicola scores at the buzzer there from the left baseline. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the third quarter has come to an end. Three quarters in the books tonight with girls high school basketball. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 61, Donovan Trumbull 14.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Come in for our monthly special on Smart Strand DuPont Serona or one of our hard surface products that are at sale prices. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gym. We start the fourth and final quarter, 61-14. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Hawkeyes will have the opening possession. Olivia Thomas gets it to Nicholas, slicing toward the basket, and her shot is up and in. Morgan Nicholas scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's now a 63-14 lead for the Hawkeyes. Donovan has got the ball back in their zone here. Gross hands, bounce pass, left side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Hamburger, gets the ball down the floor to Schropp. She drives, shoots, and scores. St. Cecilia just too quick and too aggressive in this ball game tonight for Donovan. Schropp now with 18 points in the ball game. 65-14, Hawkins now leading. Here's Gross hands with the ball. Gets it out to Alex Williams. Her pass is going to be deflected. It comes to the near sideline. We got a foul called. And as the scramble is on, and a foul is going to go on Donovan Trumbull's Emma Grosshands. The second foul on Grosshands. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Cardinals here in the second half of play. Got the boys' game coming up next between Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia. The Cardinals are 2-0 in the season after week number 1. The Hawks are 0-2. That's our second ball game coming up here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Olivia Thomas, top of the key, three-pointer put up there, no good. Down for the rebound, two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Schropp. Alyssa Schropp picks up her second personal foul. It's only the fourth team foul in St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Update from Omaha. Nebraska is now leading Washington by the score of 13-7 in set number two of the national tournament. Huskers won the first match 25-14 over the Huskies. Emma Grossans has got the ball here for Donovan Trumbull. Free throw line extended left side now to Heinrich. She takes off, pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer, shot is up and in. Lauren Heinrich gets her first field goal of the ball game. St. Cecilia back quickly. There's a shot taken there by Hamburger. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Clocky, and now she has it knocked out of her hands, lost out of her hands. That's going to be St. Cecilia's ball. Clocky had it, but she lost it out of bounds, so St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Holding the ball there is going to be Hamburger in the lane. Nicola shot up in. Morgan Nicola now with 9 points in the ball game. Stropp was leading the way for St. Cecilia tonight. She's got 18. Josie Jackson has got 12. Here's a shot from the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there by Grossans. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia. Morgan will dribble out of there for the Hawkins. Brings it into the offensive zone, and now a double dribble violation is called on Nicola. An enforced double dribble. Turnover number six on St. Cecilia. Now we're going to see everybody come in there for head coach John Kyle at the 6:09 mark of the fourth quarter. Josie Prevett is into the ball game again for the Hawkins, a 5'8" sophomore. There's a shot taken off of the right baseline. It's up and in. Kenzie Clocky hits the little short jumper. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 67-18. Hawkins have the lead. Chandra Farmer back into the ball game now as they swing it right side to a Schwenka. Schwenka out on top. That's Erica Kitten who's into the ball game now to Carly Wright. Wright holding the ball over there and a travel violation. Traveling violation on Carly Wright. That's the seventh turnover on St. Cecilia here in the contest. Get Hastings High in action tonight. They are at home as they're facing Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Adams Central is on the road tonight. They are playing at Centura for two games. 67-18 is the score here. St. Cecilia all over Donovan Trumbull this evening. Heinrichs has got the ball left side of the lane. Dribbles up to the elbow. Won't take the shot. Gets it out to Clocky now on the wing on the right side. That's Williams. They get it to a Clocky. Now they swing it left side again to Heinrichs. Moves it down in the corner. The ball tipped away from Grossans, but Emma picks it back up. Sends it inside, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go inside on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go on to Josie Prevent. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number five on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Donovan Trumbull will play things in from underneath their own basket. Heinrichs, baseline jumper is up there. It's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clocky, an offensive board. Gets it back the outside to Williams. Her shot for three is no good. Clocky again grabs the rebound. Has it knocked out of her hands. Lost off of her fingertips, out of bounds. The St. Cecilia will play things in. 5:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Maddie Schwenka has got the ball, sends it inside the free throw circle to Prevett, having problems with the ball. Chases it down here on the near sideline. Prevett gets it out of the hands of Chandra Farmer. Farmer, top of the key. Schwenka holds it there. Schwenka sends it over on the left side, down to Carly Wright. Dribbles once. Back out top of the circle to Prevett. Looking right side. Prevett driving the ball, stops there. Gives it over to Chandra Farmer. She holds it out here in the three-point territory. Erica Kitten has got it. Swings it left side again to Schwenka. Bombs it inside the free throw circle to Prevett. Now right side, Carly Wright. Back to the free throw line, Prevett. Sends it out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. She hits another one. Chandra Farmer now with 11 points in the ball game. That's her first three-pointer of the contest. It's now 70-18 in favor of St. Cecilia here tonight. There's Grossans to the ball. Her pass down the left side of the lane. Glover grabs it. Double team. Glover is going to be called for the double dribble. That's 24 turnovers now on Donovan Trumbull at least. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in quarter number four. St. Cecilia with the lead by a bunch. And the Hawkins led at halftime. If you're just joining us, it was 46-8. 18-5 after the first quarter. Prevetta's got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Donovan Trumbull still in a man-to-man defense here. The Hawkins have been able to slice this up most of the night. Schwenka over here on the right side to Prevett. Holds the ball. Top of the key. Kitten has got it over to Farmer. Drives inside. Puts up a little seven-footer. It's going to be no good. Ball is off of the fingertips of a Hawkette down there on the baseline. It's going to be, well, see, they're going to give the ball to the Hawkettes now. Last touch by Donovan Trumbull. So St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket. Schwenka in the lane. They get it to Brevet. Back to Schwenka. Her shot from the right side is going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Everybody's seeing playing time, as you might expect here tonight for the Hawkettes. Anna Bosch picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 6 on the Cardinals. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Erica Kitten, and her first shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Kitten is now 0 for 5 on free throws this year. She'll have one more shot. Hit a field goal earlier in this ball game. We're only points in the ball game. Here comes the second one. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. It goes. But she's now got 3 points in the ball game. And the lead is now 71-18 in favor of the Hawkettes. Here's a Grosshands of the ball. Grosshands, right-handed dribble. Gets it into the forecourt here. St. Cecilia is still man-to-man. Wright will pick her up. Grosshand uses the screen, circles around, goes for the basket. Her shot no good. Foul shot is up there and in. Kenzie Clocky gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 8 points in the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull. So she has scored 8 out of the 20 for the Cardinals offensively. Erica Kitten has got the ball. Left side to Schwenka. Schwenka now to Melody O'Callaghan is into the ball game. Here's Prevent again. Out to Kitten. Left side to Wright. Inside the free throw circle, that's Callahan. Callahan sends over here on the right side as Schwenka has got it. St. Cecilia is throwing the ball around the perimeter, and there's a shot taken by Callahan. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Clocky. Clocky gets the ball away. Emma Grosshands, right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Left side to Heinrichs. Cross-court pass goes over on the wing. There's a long-range two-pointer put up there by Bosch. It's going to be no good. And we got a jump ball and a rebound. Possession, though, is playing in favor of Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals will play things in. There's a long-range jumper from the deep left corner. It's going to be no good by Williams, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins run back the other way. Now we're going to have a foul called here, trailing the play. The foul is going to go on Holly Tarnick again. That's going to be her third. So with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in this contest, St. Cecilia will go back to the free throw line, leading by a score of 71-20. There's a shot that is up there. It's going to be no good. That one thrown up by Wright. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch there by the Cardinals down there. That's Ashley Tarnick, who's into the ball game now for the Cardinals. She's a 5'6" freshman. And now we have got a timeout. We've got a timeout on the floor with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 71, Donovan 20.
Get the new set of tires you need now from your quick change tire experts at CPI Mr. Tire. Save with sale pricing on the Cooper Discoverer CTS Highway all-season truck radials with wet winter traction. The Cooper Passenger CS4 offers premium luxury performance with an 80,000-mile warranty. Free mounting, rotation, balancing, and road hazard warranty from the pros you can trust. Your local CPI Mr. Tire store serving all of Central Nebraska. CPI Mr. Tire has
a right tire for you. 1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia will inbound the ball with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. As they get it down there to Erica Kitten. Kitten gets it to Schwenka. Now to Kitten again. Dribbling inside is Prevett. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. That's Olivia Rash, who's into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull, as Mark Davis has cleared the bench as well. Here's a Heinrichs with the ball out here in three-point territory, trying to drive it. The ball is knocked loose again, and it's picked up by St. Cecilia. Another turnover on the Cardinals, running back the other way. Hawkins have the ball. Here's an attempted shot by Prevett, but she's going to be fouled in the play. Being mauled in the lane there by the Cardinals. And Prevent will go to the free throw line. That's a Tarnick again. She picks up her fourth personal foul. But going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Josie Prevent. And her shot is up there. It's good. Prevent is 3-for-3 on free throws so far this year. Hit a couple of them last week in that doubleheader win over Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman. hits her first shot there tonight from the free throw line. Josie Prevett will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. 72-20. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Holly Tonic with the ball. Rainbow pass comes over here to Josie Brady, who's into the ball game now. Brady, a 5'6" freshman, gets it over to Olivia Rash. Rash now to Holly Tonic. Tonic comes to the near sideline again to Brady. Out on top. They get it to ball to Ashley Tonic. Down to a minute and 19 seconds to play. Now here's a pass down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. Foul is going to go on Carly Wright. That's going to be her second. That is team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes, so a non-shooting situation. It'll be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it in. Here's a shot up there and in. Josie Brady scoring there for Donovan Trumbull. A little 7-footer off of the right side of the lane. That's her first field goal. And the Hawkettes are now leading by 50. 72-22. St. Cecilia back with the ball on their offensive end. Erica Kitten has got it left side. Lobs her out here to Schwenka. Moves over here on the right side now to Carly Wright. Looking to penetrate, having problems with a dribble. Picks her up, goes to Kitten. Kitten now to Prevett, top of the key. Donovan Trumbull in a man-to-man defense there with 45 seconds to play. There's Melody O'Callaghan with the ball now. Down to the baseline on the left side to Prevett. She holds the ball, dribbles once, lobs it back out here. That's O'Callaghan in the lane. Shot is up there, no good. Down for the rebound. Last touch there by Prevett, out of bounds. So Donovan Trumbull comes back the other way with 31.6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hawkins leading by 50 points, 72-22. Here's a Brady with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull, dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Brady holds it. Good pressure defense out there by Schwenka. The ball knocked loose. Brady picks it up near the 10-second line. And now we got an over-and-back violation. Evidently, it was not tipped. It was just lost out of her hands there. An over-and-back violation is called on Donovan Trumbull. So St. Cecilia's got it now with 9 seconds to play. Out here in three-point territory is Carly Wright trying to drive the ball, sends it inside, going up for the shot is Schwink, and she's has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. 1.2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will have one more opportunity here. Schwinka lobs it in the lane, grabbing the ball. It's Prevett, her shot no good, and the horn sounds. That is the end of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia going to improve to 3 wins and no losses on the season. They pick up a 50-point win here tonight in girls high school basketball. The Hawkettes win by the score of 72-22. Back with a recap right after this.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the first game. Girls competition. Final score of 72-22. Hawkins led 18-5 after the first quarter of play, and then really the turned the tide right at the beginning of the second quarter. They came out and outscored Donovan Trumbull 15-0. To begin the second quarter, St. Cecilia scoring all 15 points on three-pointers. Open up a 33-5 lead, and from there you get the picture. The Hawkettes led 46-8 at halftime. They led 61-14 after three quarters, and they go on to win tonight by 50 points, winning by the score of 72-22. St. Cecilia getting 18 points in the ball game tonight from Alyssa Schropp. She had 13 of those in the first half of play. Schropp, she knocks down 3 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. Had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Schropp leads the way with 18 points. Josie Jackson had 12 points, all in 3-pointers tonight. Sandra Farmer came up with 11 points as she knocked down 1 3-pointer and had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So 3 players hit in double figures for the Hawkettes, led by Alyssa Schropp's 18 points. Josie Jackson, 12, and Sandra Farmer had 11. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nicola, she ends up with 9 points in the ballgame. Nicola had 1 3-pointer, had 3 2-point field goals. 8 points for Clara Hamburger on 4 field goals. 6 points for Carly Wright on 3 field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Olivia Thomas had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Erica Kitten had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Josie Privet was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She had 1 point. I had St. Cecilia with only 7 turnovers in the basketball game tonight. Donovan Trumbull had 26 turnovers. You get the picture. Ball game that was completely dominated by Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. And the Hawkettes win by the score of 72-22. Hastings St. Cecilia will play host to Blue Hill tomorrow night, right back here at the Chapman Gym. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, they will be at home tomorrow night as they take on the Harvard Cardinals. Battle of the Birds tomorrow night in Donovan as the Harvard Cardinals take on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. So again, the final score in the girls' game here tonight, St. Cecilia wins it by 50, winning by the score of 72-22. Bringing you up to date on the volleyball tournament that's going on in Omaha tonight, the Omaha Regional NCAA Tournament. The Huskers have gone up 2-0 over the Washington Huskies. Nebraska winning the first game 25-14. Huskers have just completed a second game sweep as they beat Washington 25-21. So the Huskers have won 25-14, 25-21 as they go to set number 3 tonight at the Century League Center in Omaha. We have got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.